Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, and was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. So I'd like to share with you a story that it's a true story. I believe I've shared it here before some time ago, but it's a wonderful story, and it really ties in with today's gospel. So if you've heard it before, I apologize, but for those who've not heard it, I think it's worth you hearing it. It took place in the early 1990s in Iraq, where there was a very bad earthquake. And once the tremors had stopped, one father in a particular village immediately ran to the school where his son was studying, and to see if his son was okay. And when he arrived, he was really disheartened to see the whole school completely crumbled. It was just a rubble, on top of the bricks and mortar, everything just on top of itself. And he immediately began digging with his hands through the rubble. And a few men joined him, but after a couple of hours, they kind of got tired and gave up. And they said, oh, nobody could survive this. It's far too serious. And others said he should just give up. He's wasting his time. But he continued to dig through this rubble with his hands. And he kept digging for 8 hours, for 12 hours, and for 24 hours. And then finally, after 36 hours, he heard something. So he yelled down into the hole that was there in front of him his son's name. And he said, Armando. And then he heard a faint voice coming back to him saying, Dad, is that you? He said, I knew you would come for us. I told the others not to worry, that you would not forget us, and that you would be here to help us out of this mess. And what had happened was, well, the boy, all during his life, whenever his dad put him to bed and tucked him to bed before saying goodnight, he would always say to his little boy, now, Armando, remember, no matter what happens in life, I'll always be there for you. And the little boy really took that to heart. So they dug for another 2 hours, and after 38 hours of digging with their hands, they were finally able to free 14 boys. And in that particular part of the school, when the school crumbled and fell in on itself, it fell like a teepee in that particular area. And so the boys in that classroom were safe in that area below the teepee. Now, I think this is a beautiful image of God's love for us, that no matter what mess we find ourselves in life, no matter how bad life may become at times, God is always there, willing, more than willing, to help us dig us out of our mess. He also needs our permission and our cooperation. That's a condition. God is a perfect gentleman, so he never forces himself or his ways into our life against our will. So he gives us free choice, and he will always respect that. And so that's why the saints say the very first step in establishing a relationship with God And then the necessary starting point every step along the way in our relationship with God is we need humble honesty. We need to recognize the truth about ourselves and come before God with humility and honesty. Without that kind of humble honesty and without that self-knowledge, God cannot help us. And we cannot advance one step in the spiritual life. And that was the problem of the Pharisee in today's gospel. He comes to the temple to pray, but he thinks there's nothing wrong with him. He thinks that he's just okay the way he is. In fact, he thinks he's much better than everyone else. And so he just doesn't see or realize, or he doesn't acknowledge his own great neediness. Jesus often talked about the scribes and Pharisees and said that they were full of inner corruption and impurity and wickedness and a lack of mercy, compassion, and love. But the Pharisee did not see that. He thought he was just fine the way he was. Therefore, he didn't ask God for any help. And he leaves the temple without any kind of a blessing and without any graces. The tax collector, on the other hand, he recognizes that his life is in a mess, that he is far from God. He recognizes that he's not yet the person God has called him to be. And so he bows his head and humbly asks God for his help and his mercy. And he's the one who receives grace and help from God. So being humble, being honest with ourselves, knowing ourselves, coming before God just as we are, that's the necessary first step at any stage in our relationship with God in order to be able to receive his help. And I think we can even see this just on a personal, on a human level as well, that without really being humble, without some good self-knowledge, we don't even advance in our human lives. And I saw that played out in my own life as a young man. I remember in high school when people asked me, well, what are you going to do? What do you plan to be when you grow up? I said, well, I always wanted a job to work with people and help people, but I had no idea how. So when the time came to go to university, I thought, well, I'll go to university and I'll take the courses that I need in order to try to get into medical school, because a doctor works with people and he helps people. So after my first year at university, I failed 2 of my 5 courses. So it didn't turn out the way I thought. So I took a year off university, worked at Ford, where I was living in Oakville, and also had a job at a restaurant on the as well. So after a number of months of doing that, I realized, no, I don't want to do this the rest of my life. So I thought, I'll go back to university. But this time, I'm going to really try. I had been living my first year on campus in residence, and it was like you could find a party every day of the week in residence where I was living. In fact, our floor, the rest of the university called it the zoo. It was just so crazy there. So I thought, okay, I just partied too much. I just had too much fun. I didn't study hard enough. I'll go back. I'll live off campus, and I'll really put my nose to the grindstone. Well, by the end of the year, I had done even worse than my first year. And I just didn't realize, it took me quite a long time to realize that I just don't have what it takes to do higher math and physics and chemistry. I don't have that talent to do that. But I was okay in things like psychology. So I went back again and I changed all my courses around and majored in psychology. And I did get my degree in that, but still, by the end of it, I didn't know if I wanted a career in psychology, counseling, social work, or teaching. I still didn't know what I wanted to do, and here I was finishing university. The problem was, when I look back, is that I did not know myself. I did not have a good self-knowledge. I was not willing to look humbly at myself and acknowledge, really, who I was. But it was only after I began to acknowledge who I really was and bring it to God and ask for his guidance and help did things start falling into place. Because then once I did that, I realized that, wait a minute, I really like philosophy, and I really like religion. And I really had come to believe that the most important thing I could do in my life would be to help other people come to know God and the truth about life and the truth about themselves. And it was only then that I began to consider the idea that maybe God was calling me to become a priest. And then, like I said, only after that did things start falling into place. So, like the tax collector in today's gospel, it was only after I came to God in prayer, accepting myself with honest humility, that things started to work out. So if some aspect of our lives are in a mess, or if we're not yet the people we want to be, or if we just simply want a closer relationship with God, that first step is always honest humility and self-knowledge. So how can we come to a good self-knowledge of ourselves? Well, there's a couple things that the saints recommend down through the ages. One is to do a little examination of conscience at the end of our day each day, just 2 or 3 minutes, to go over our day, thank God for the blessings, and then to pay attention, how did we respond in our day when we encountered some difficulty or we were stressed? And the saints say that's important because that often shows what's really in our hearts. It's kind of like a tube. If we have a tube of something in front of us and it has no label on it, no markings, and we don't know what's inside it, the only way to come to know what's inside is to squeeze it and see what comes out. So the saints say that so when we feel squeezed by life, when things don't work out the way we thought, when we face problems or are stressed, how do we react? What comes out of us? That's a good indication of who we are. Another way we can get to know ourselves better is to pay attention to what other people sometimes say about us. Because often people can see things about us more clearly than we can see ourselves. And again, if I was to hold a little coin in front of my eye like this, and it's so close, I can't tell if it's a loonie, a toonie, a U.S. Dollar, an Australian dollar. But if I ask Anne and say, what is that in front of my eye? She could tell me that's a toonie or a loonie or whatever it is because she has a different perspective than I do. And so that's why other people and what they say about us sometimes, especially if it's consistent, can be a good indication of who we are. And so just to wrap things up, in conclusion, when you think of it, both the tax collector and the Pharisee, their lives were in a mess. The tax collector was a traitor to his country, a traitor to his faith. He engaged in extortion. He cheated people. That was how tax collectors practiced their jobs back then. The Pharisee was a man full of interior corruption and impurity. The difference between the two was both of them, their lives were in a mess. The Pharisee thought he was okay. He didn't see any of that in himself, or he wasn't willing to recognize it, so he didn't get any help or grace from God. The tax collector recognized who he was, came to God for mercy and grace, and he was the one who received the help he needed. So let us ask Mary, who Scripture says is a humble handmaid of the Lord, to pray for us, that we may daily seek to grow in our own self-knowledge, our humble honesty with ourselves, to do this by a daily examination of conscience, to pay attention to what others tell us about ourselves from time to time, and to pay attention to how we react under temptation and stress. This is how we can gain that humble heart, which Scripture says is so precious to God, and which is necessary to grow in our relationship with Him.